Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Your Angels. This is Mary Lou Chapman, host of the Ask Your Angels show on BBS Radio. This is an interactive show where we really would enjoy getting calls from you. I want to give you the number, toll-free in the United States. We have 1-877. Can I give the direct line? Are you there?
Hi, sorry.
Well, I'm going to give you the line in Canada. That's 1-888-815-9756. The direct line is 1-530-876-3223. Evidently, we're supposed to be calling out on Station 2 line. I just found out about that, callers and listeners, so I don't have that number with me, but if you go to BBS and you look at the Station 2 number, you can call out on all those lines starting today. This is something new that they've just put up on BBS Radio. I'm very honored as my guest today. I have Alan.
Can I cut in here for just a second? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
I apologize to your audience. Please do not call those Station 1 numbers that were just given to you. Station 1 is in use. It's being, both lines are in use on Station 1. You will not get through calling in those Station 1 numbers. However, since we have upgraded our system here this weekend massively, we now have the capability of hooking both stations together. So if you want to call in, go to the website, bbsradio.com, and you can call the numbers for Station 2. You will get through to Station 1. Thank you.
Okay, did everybody get that message? To go to BBS Radio and use the Station 2 numbers to call in because of the changes that are going on. Alan, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Alan.
Hi,
thank you for the thank you for your patience. I guess we have some changes going on with the phone numbers right now.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
I want to welcome you to Ask Your Angels. It's wonderful having you on the show today. I did go to lulu.com, and I did read part of your book. And it's a beautiful book.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Can you tell me a little bit about this book and why you wrote it?
Well, my instant reason for writing this book is that I've had a lot of knowledge which I've wanted to get out for a long time. I originally wrote this as a means of a course so people could learn in stages about the angel assigning, about discovering what angels are, how they interact with our lives. Throughout the writing of what I thought was going to be a course, I decided to change the layout and turn it into a book, like a self-help guidebook that people can use as a reference to the many different connections that are available to connect with various angels.
Right.
I also developed a means of healing prayers, healing tools. There is stuff in the book about connections through herbs, candle magics, color therapies, just to give people a lot of different choices, something so they can connect with personally.
So tell us about the title of your book.
The title is Angelic Wisdom and Light.
And
it's
like,
a complete guide to angels.
Yes, it's really a beautiful book. And how can, if someone's interested in getting this book, they can also download it at the website, right? At lulu.com?
Yeah, the reason I like the opportunity to download is that e-books are becoming more popular. A lot of people do prefer to have the online book.
Right.
And it seems to be an easier method for some people.
Right.
So, yeah, downloads are capable on the site itself.
Yeah, it's a really great idea because now with the e-books, you don't have to worry about the shipping and the handling, and you get the book right then.
Yeah, more or less instantaneously.
Right, because you just download it on a disk, and there you have it for yourself. Can you give me a little background about yourself? I'm sorry about we have, you know, this is a call-in show, and it's live, and it's Ask Your Angels, and we always encourage the listeners to call in if they have any questions that they need to ask, if they need any help in any way, or if they have any questions about angels or guides or ancestors or any of the things that they, like maybe they just need help at this time, and we can try and provide guidance for them and answer their questions and give them the help they need. We really would enjoy getting a call from you today. I think we have to go to the Station 2 numbers, though, for today because of the changes made over the weekend. And I apologize for this inconvenience, because usually I have a number I just give out to everybody. But but you can go to the direct line, I think, which is 530-876-3223. But, of course, it's not a a free number, you know. It's an 800 number. So you live there in England, right, in the UK?
Yeah, I'm actually based in a city which is very popular and well-known for the Beatles.
Yeah, you're in Liverpool.
I live in a place called Liverpool.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, my gosh, you're in Liverpool. I have a friend that went over there because he was like a total Beatle fanatic, and he brought me back a Liverpool mug with the Beatles on there, you know. So I haven't been to Liverpool, but at least I have a mug from Liverpool, you know.
It's not such a bad city.
Yes, and how long have you lived there?
All my life, actually. I've been based around Liverpool pretty much all my life. I'm hoping to be able to travel over to America
yes,
next year.
Yes, it'd be wonderful for you to come over here. Especially with
I'd really,
book.
Really like
no?
to. A lot of friends over there which seem to want me to come over.
Oh, yes, I think so. So you were inspired to do this book. Have you worked with angels very long?
Actually, I was born with an ability to be able to communicate directly with angel energies.
Okay.
Ever since I was about 3 years old, I've been able to see and speak to and communicate directly with various different angels, mainly select few angels that seem to be around me quite often. Gabriel seems to be an angel that is most frequent with my energies.
Well, you know,
she was
the
probably the biggest
right?
inspiration.
Isn't Gabriel a messenger?
Yeah, she was probably the inspiration. I say she is.
She, okay.
My perception of Gabriel comes as a feminine energy.
Yes, okay.
Gabriel generally the biggest inspiration for the book. A lot of the information in the book is based on Gabriel's knowledge.
So did Gabriel come to you and did she tell you that she wanted you to write this book, or did you just, she just gave you the information?
The information actually was supposed to be started off as a call to teach people more about angel knowledge and angel symbology.
Right.
But when it developed into the book itself, I had a few other angels come to me, Michael, Ariel, Ambriel, had a lot of input within the book. Sections on dream interpretations, mainly from Michael. And
oh, wow.
We have sections on healing, which was mainly Raphael and Uriel.
Yes. So do you have different sections in your book about these angels?
Yeah, many different sections, actually. You know, we have sections based on what is an angel, a more
right.
in-depth about what an angel is.
I was going to ask you that. That was one of my
not just the energy, but what the difference is between a celestial and just a regular spirit.
Right. What is the difference between a celestial and a regular spirit?
In my personal opinion, I feel a celestial is different energy, but a spirit was once part of this plane of existence, as in was once living, whereas a celestial does not exist in any one plane. The celestial can be in and out of all different planes of existence, whether it exists in heaven or on earth.
So a celestial angel can go to different places, is that what you're saying? I mean, they can be in more than one place at the same time?
Yeah, I don't think celestials are bound by time and space, where I think spirits generally can only be at one space at one time.
Okay, yeah, I think so. Now, when you say a spirit, do you mean someone that's already been on Earth and has passed?
Yeah, a spirit has crossed over.
Right, like an ancestor or spirit guide.
Or a,
do you feel that
a spirit guide
is an angel? I think a spirit guide is separate from an angel. Do you?
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah, they seem to have their own energy, their own... And lots of times I think a spirit guide can be someone even from our family, you know, from the past, you know, like an ancestor maybe, someone that has passed to another, already passed to the other dimensions.
Yes.
So why do you think, how were angels created? You know, a lot of people ask me that. How was, you know, why are there angels and how are they created? I mean, just out of thin air or what is that?
I think it's a combination, really. I think the universal energies, you know, in order to have a universe as big as the one that we have to run the way it runs, we would have to have some kind of guardians or protectors watching over that, watching over us, watching over the stars, the air that we breathe, the trees, the plants, the animals.
Yeah.
I feel that angels were created as a purpose of just watching over and safeguarding what we take for granted every day. I think the angels are created through light, through the energy of, I don't really want to say God, but perhaps people refer to it as creator or higher power.
Mm-hmm.
It's due to the energies or light, which is created from that one true source.
Well, you know, many religions give it different names, you know, the source, God, the spirit, like you say. So what name do you use for that?
I use God, personally.
Yeah, that's what I use.
But I feel that we all have individual connections to whatever we call it.
Right.
It seems to be the same purpose.
Right, it's always for the same purpose.
It's always an ultimate being.
Right. So did one day, do you think angels have always been here, or do you think God decided to create the angels when people came on Earth? Or do you think they've been protecting the universe all along?
I think the angels, I think perhaps maybe the certain level of angels, such as maybe the seraphim level, mm-hmm. were created long before Earth. But I feel that maybe more angels, the different choirs of angels are created, especially the archangels. They're probably closest to us on Earth.
Right.
Archangels are usually known as the protectors of Earth. Perhaps they were created at a later date to keep the running of this planet, whether it be for individual people on the planet or for the planet as a whole. But I feel that there always been some kind of angel prior to Earth.
Human life on Earth?
I do believe that maybe one time angels were on Earth prior to human beings.
Oh, really? Well, you know, we've got what they call the fallen angels. I don't know if you've... in the work that I do, sometimes people will mention that to me, that there were some angels that, you know, chose not to follow God. Is that what a fallen angel is?
Well, I suppose a fallen angel is seen as that. A lot of people think that Nephilims are classed as fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
Going back in... old texts, Nephilims were apparently angelic spirits which came to Earth and produced children with human beings, to which people do usually associate that with fallen angels.
Right, right. Because they chose to stay here or to go in human form of some sort.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have in your book something about assigning angels. Do you feel that angels are assigned to us?
I feel that we can be in touch with any angels, you know, within the kingdom of heaven. But I feel that our individual characteristics, what makes us an individual, assigns particular angels to us because it's something that we connect with based on them. Such as, you know, a strong-willed person would connect very much with Michael, but maybe not so much with Uriel. Whereas a physical healer, a Reiki healer, would do well connecting with Uriel because of the type of teachings that Uriel could offer. And I feel that people are assigned various angels. In fact, through my knowledge and through my connection working with angels, they've taught me that everyone is assigned three. We are assigned a birth angel, which basically defines our characteristics, our personality, and our truest nature. Our guardian angel, which usually defines our physical ailments, our limitations within our body, our mind, and our spirit. And our counsel angel, which usually determines our life choices, our destined pathways, spiritual and physical.
So are we born with an angel? In other words, an angel is with us when we come to Earth?
I think we're born with the three. I think the three angels that are assigned to us are born in with us.
So do they come in and out of our lives, or do they stay with us like every day?
I feel that they're with us every day, but I feel that not a lot of people are aware of the connection that's there with them.
Right.
And the book is hopefully going to teach people how to recognize that connection that's there with them on a daily basis.
Well, I want to talk to you more about your book. I also would love it if people are interested in asking questions, Alan. Oh, we have a caller, Alan, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, are you there? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Is this a caller?
Hi. I have a question for Alan.
Sure.
Basically, I really believe in angels, okay? And I work in other metaphysical areas. But my question to Alan is how do you know when a specific angel is working with you or who that angel is, and how do you identify it? Like I said, I totally believe in angels and their works, but how do you know who is contacting you, and how do you make a bond and connection with that angel?
Well, for myself, I've never really had a lot of hard times when it comes to connecting with them. It generally comes natural to me. I've noticed that throughout connecting with angels, they often make themselves known by name. It's like a comfort zone. An angel will often tell you who they are, providing that they feel that you are ready for that kind of connection. However, angels do signify particular aura colors or feelings and sensations depending on the particular angel that's around you. I've tried my best within my book to describe these different colors and representations for individual angels so people can recognize who it is. Now, some people may just see a color of yellow and they don't know what it means. It usually would connect to Uriel being a bright yellow aura. If it's a feeling of physical healing inside, it could be Uriel with you again. It's just different indications which seem to pinpoint certain angels. But for me personally, it's by name, by communication, which is something else I hope to improve within my book. I hope that answers your question.
Hi, caller?
Yes.
May I please just have your first name?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I just would like to have your first name, that's all.
My name is Joe.
Okay,
and,
Joe.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is for somebody like me, for instance, that knows angels around, but see, there's Gabriel, Michael, and so many. If a particular, my question really was, and then I'll let it go, if a particular angel is trying to contact me and I can feel these things, I can see lights and stuff like that, will they identify themselves to me? And is there a primary angel that works with me? And how do I know when that happens? And that's my question. Because I totally believe it, I just don't know how to identify.
Well, there are many ways to identify, one of which they will often tell you who they are. And then it's just a question of trust, really. You have to trust that when they say who they are who they are. But only you as a person can feel that trust. Different angels may appear in different forms. It's very rare that two people will see an angel exactly the same way. However, you can tell by the sensations or feelings around you. Usually, it's working with color. The likes of blue would represent Michael or Uranus. Green would be Gabriel or Embriel. How to signify and narrow it down would best be to learn how to communicate directly to the angels, which is done by a series of meditations, by candle magics, okay. by crystal magics, which I do actually talk about within my book, which can help people to identify angels on a higher level.
Joe, this is Mary Lou. You know, it's real important that you can listen, too, you know, and I agree with Ellen, it's all about meditation. Do you meditate? Joe? Is Joe there?
Uh-huh.
Do you meditate?
Well, I thank you very much. That's really good because I think there's a lot of growth going on all over the place, and that's really good. Thank you very much. That's good information, and I will pursue it. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Are you there, Alan?
I am, yes.
I tried to get information if he meditated, but I don't know if he heard that. Do you feel that meditation is an important way to listen to your angels?
I think that meditation is the means to balance your own energy. I think a lot of the reason why people can't be as receptive to angels is because their life is too hectic.
Yes.
But sometimes a physical, busy life can steer away any time you have spiritual ways. And that it's about finding duality and balance. And I think meditation provides that.
Right. In your book, you talk about, you know, like the birth angel. Can you give me a little more information? So, you know, there are a lot of people feel that we sign a contract before we're born and our soul is sent. We're in a soul family, and we come down to Earth, and we're born into a family, or we're born into a situation, you know, that this contract we've made out before we were born. So the birth angels, all three angels come with us before we're born, or they're here after we're born?
I feel that they're probably with us predestined, as in before we're born, but I feel that obviously we don't connect with them until we take our first breath within this world when we are born. But I do feel that they could possibly be predestined, at least the birth angel.
Yes. We have another caller, Alan, okay?
Another caller, okay.
Yes. Hi,
yes,
are
hello.
You here, caller?
Hi.
Hi, may I have your first name?
Charles.
Hi, Charles. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a question. I know about 4 or 5 months ago, around about maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, I believe I saw this blue being in my room.
Mm-hmm.
It scared the heck out of me. But I felt that it, you know, it seemed like it was a friendly spirit, you know.
Right.
But I was afraid because I've never seen anything like it before. So I was just trying to figure out what was it. The first thing came to my mind was it probably was an angel of some sort. But it was blue being. It was like cobalt blue. And it was like standing right near the doorway in my bedroom. It was tall, and it was sort of gesturing toward me. But I guess I wasn't ready.
No. Have you? Is this the first time this has happened to you? Anything like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it's the first time, yes.
Do you have anything for him there, Alan?
Well, actually, when he said cobalt blue, I work very frequently with an angel called Juvenis, which is an angel of justice. His energies are cobalt blue. Now, I can't say for sure because I didn't see what you've seen that particular day. But the energy does seem to connect to Juvenis, an angel which is usually around people that may be being lied to or used at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He is an angel of protection, but usually gives a sense of justice to embrace people to do the right thing.
How do you spell his name, Alan?
It's J-U-V-E-N-U-S.
Okay. Charles, is something going on in your life where you feel that you need protection?
Well, let's see.
Or maybe do you feel someone's trying to deceive you?
Yeah, I have felt that in the past, yes.
Okay.
I did. I felt that somebody was trying to do something to me, maybe in the spirit or something. I don't know, some kind of hex or whatever.
So you feel that
possible?
Maybe what we would call there's been a darker energy around you or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alan, what do you think about the darker energies, and do our angels help us with that?
Definitely, yes. Angels usually quick to eliminate any dark energies around us because they can block our physical and emotional chakra. You know, it can stop you working physically and spiritually. So an angel will generally try to take any dark energies away instantaneously. The likes of Uranus, which I feel may have been around him that day, will have been mainly because someone is trying to deceive, but more use him, maybe his energy, or maybe in a physical sense as well. I do feel that whatever it was has broken, because on his voice vibrations right now, his energy seems a lot calmer, and the light around him, there seems to be a lot of cobalt blue, but also a lot of red energy around him as well, which signifies Raphael is with him regularly.
For some healing.
Probably for some healing, but I feel that maybe potential healing abilities of his own.
Right, right. Charles, what do you do for a living? Do you work with people?
Well, I'm a mortgage guy.
Mortgage?
Mortgage broker.
Oh, wow, there's a lot going on in that world. We won't even talk about that.
When you said that, you said, oh, wow.
Well, I just read the papers.
There's a lot going on in that industry today.
Yeah, there really is. Do you feel that your work is in jeopardy or anything? Your job?
I feel that the tide has really turned. I mean, in the other direction, you know, business has been a little tough for a lot of us today.
Right.
And, I mean, we're making it, but it's all different, no doubt about it.
No, I think people are a lot more wary, you know. They're being very careful now.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Well, I hope we've helped you, Charles.
Yeah, you have.
Do you have any other questions for Alan?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. Alan, that was great. So if someone's having a problem with justice or they're not being treated fairly, can they call in this angel to help them?
Yeah. A crystal which seems to really beacon Uranus energy is blue sapphire.
Sapphire?
Worn around the neck, it...
Okay.
Yeah, blue sapphire. Or even topaz.
Like a blue topaz?
Blue topaz, yes. Two
and
crystals.
They can wear that around their neck, or
yeah.
A man or a woman?
Even.
Oh, I think we're getting another caller, Alan. Hi,
okay.
Is this a caller? Hello? I thought I heard a beep. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. May I have your name, please?
This is Lavita.
Pardon me?
Lavita.
Lavina?
Lavita.
Lavita. Hi, Lavita. Do you have a question for Alan today?
Yes, I do. I was trying to find out how you could get his book.
We were going to talk about that. Alan, how can someone get your book?
It's available at the moment on lulu.com. It's www.lulu.com. It's called Angelic Wisdom and Light.
Is it available on any of the other websites, or is this the main one?
That's the main one at the moment. I'm trying to make it available on a few others at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, because I tried that before, and they don't take, like, a check. I don't use PAL.
In other words, you would want to just...
pay things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there any way she can get a copy of your book in another way? Can she send something to you, Alan? Or
yeah, that's fine as well. I mean, there are means and methods where I could order the book, have it sent to her address, in which case she could send a check instead. That's fine.
Well, and my work... Well, Alan, I could talk to you. Lavita?
Yes.
If you go to trustyourangels.com, that's my website, www.trustyourangels.com.
Okay.
There's a place where you can send me, like, your email address, and then I can get back to you, and we will get a book to you.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate it.
And all we would need would be an address. You could either put it on a Visa MasterCard through me, or just send a check and I'll forward it to Alan, or just send it to him directly.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have any other questions for it, Alan?
That was it.
Okay, great. Well, we sure appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Yeah. Now, Alan, do you usually have a regular, like a post office box or a business address?
Not at the moment, no. I just use my regular address.
What is your email? What is your email address?
My email address is alan.wilkes@sky.com.
Alan, can you give that once more?
Alan.wilkes, W-I-L-K-S,
at
sky.com.
We have another caller. Hi, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. May I have your name, please?
My name is Ann.
Hi,
just so you know, I can barely hear you, so if I sound like I'm not answering your questions, it's just a very, very weak connection.
Can you hear me now better? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, this
but,
is Ann.
But the more you can speak up, the better.
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
I do faintly hear you.
Okay.
Let me just tell you what my my question is. It was actually in reference to a previous caller who thought he might have been visited at night by a cobalt blue figure. I did not have a cobalt blue figure. It was too dark out to see. But my question is, I wasn't sure whether I was visited by an angel or an extraterrestrial, and my question is there a difference?
Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Some people do believe that angels could be alien beings, as opposed to just being a more advanced being than we are. Personally, I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't rule out alien encounters, because there must be something else out there other than human beings within this big, wide universe. However, I think with it being an angel, you would probably have seen some sort of bright aura around it, rather than it being just a solid figure. Angels generally do come with bright senses, auras, or colors.
Right. And you always feel very calm. Pardon me?
There was no bright color or there was no aura.
No bright color or aura.
Chances are it could have been a spirit as well.
Yeah.
Now, was this at night? Were you asleep? Were you awake?
Well, actually, I was in a near-miss car accident, and I was completely convinced I was saved by this entity, who I did see.
All right. Did this entity just disappear?
No, actually, I sort of ran away. I didn't freak out. I was fully aware of what was going on, but I wasn't quite ready to deal with it because it was too much. So I took off in my car and was a chicken about the whole thing. Which, of course, now I regret.
Well, that was your first instinct, you know?
Yes.
There might have been a reason why you ran.
Well, it was my first instinct, but it was not the first time in my life I had a situation like that. I've had a couple other previous situations in my life where I was sort of saved miraculously and knew that there was some divine being that I was very convinced was involved.
Do you have any comments for her, Alan?
I'm thinking that perhaps you may have a spirit guide that has a lot of physical, interference into her life, as in, obviously saving her life on many occasions. It may not always be angelic. Now, spirit guides do have a lot of influence in our lives as well as angels. But when she's describing the actions of this this entity, it sounded a little bit like Cassiel, who does usually come with a dark brown, like a rusted color aura, which may not have been seen as bright within dark, a darkened room. If it is cast Yildiz Wither, it's usually a symbol of finding duality, which would think that she's probably hectic, running 25 miles per hour in a 10-mile per hour zone, rushing
right.
through life and not really taking time to stop and breathe for herself. That
no,
perhaps when
no.
she's being saved, it's a symbol of hold back, spend some time for yourself.
I agree. You say this has happened to you before, Anne?
Yes, as a child, and then I would say first as a small child, then when I was in my maybe 18, 19 years old, and then the last one, which was the first reference about this being I saw in the dark, that was about 10 years ago. And so I would say intervals of 20, 25 years apart, or actually, you know, 15 to 20, 25 years apart, when I've had situations which were life-threatening.
Alan, do you think that they're trying to give her a message?
I feel like they're trying to give her a fresh start, to be totally
yes.
honest. I feel like they're trying to indicate like a new slate, a new life, a new beginning. But each time she's being saved, it's like she's rewriting her life over.
Yeah.
But I feel that she may be not realizing the mistakes that have to be learned from.
Yeah.
That perhaps she just needs to take time for herself.
Right.
I feel that she worries a lot about other people in a day, that it is affecting her physically, possibly even draining to her on her energy. And the angels are trying to safeguard her and pull her back.
I totally agree. Do you ever think that maybe, have you ever heard of the word karma?
Oh, yeah.
Anne?
Uh-huh. I'm very metaphysically oriented.
So it seems like you keep repeating. And whenever you're repeating an experience over and over on some level, in the work that I do, we call it karma.
Right, right.
So, I think this is very important. Don't you, Alan? This experience was very important for her.
I think it's about learning life lessons.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we've helped you.
You have. Like I said, the call was initially more about, because I feel a very strong affinity to extraterrestrials, and don't ask me why. As a child, I did. In fact, even as a child, I was always sort of offended by people who sort of wrote it off as science fiction. I mean, it's just an instinctive thing in me, and I just wasn't sure whether or not my feeling about that had any relationship whatsoever to my experience, to my direct experiences. But it's
well, I think I think you have to honor that about you, because I think a lot of people are going through this same situation with alien extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
So I think you have to honor that. But like Alan says, I also think there's other factors too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think you must be gifted in some way.
So I'm told.
Those gifts.
I've been told that, but, you know, sometimes you're the last to realize it, you know, about yourself.
Okay, dear. Well, thanks so much for calling.
I really do appreciate your time and the information.
Take care.
Thank you. You take care as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Alan. I'd like to get a little bit more into your book. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
You have something here about hobbies and interests with angels. Now, does that mean... Oh, gosh, we have another... Alan, this is a busy show. Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes.
May I have your name, please?
Yeah, this is Joe again.
Oh, hi. Oh, Joe, hi.
And yes, I do meditate.
Oh, okay.
But
the only reason I asked is because, like Alan says,
I'm sorry I couldn't hear you the last time you asked me, but Alan, I've got a question, please. In your book, do you have a section on basically how to differentiate between, say, for instance, if you're getting contacted by a spirit guide, animal totem guide, or whatever, and then how to differentiate that between what an angel is? or how you're being contacted on that type of a level angelically versus a spirit guide, for instance. Is there a place in your book?
I do actually, yes. There's a section based on connecting with individual angels, which will connect only with those angels, whether it be through a connection prayer, a meditation technique, or a candle magic. It connects directly to this specific angel. There is also a section in the book about angelic animal totems, which are a little bit different to regular animal totems.
Wow.
In the sense that they are of an angelic nature, which you can also connect with, and it gives means and methods to as well.
Wow, that's really good. I'm really glad because I'm very much interested, and I'm probably going to go to your site and get the book as long as I get an autographed copy.
Yeah, you're
well, there's
right.
A little detail
yeah,
on that about that.
Yeah. Well, you
well,
can
thank you. No,
go
I,
to his
I,
website, which is alan.wilks@sky.net. Is that it?
My official website is Alan, the Angel Leader Wilks. 50megs.com.
Okay, and your email address again?
Is alan.wilks@sky.com.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, we need some autographed copies, that's for sure.
Well, that's I'm really appreciating this because going up into levels and energies and stuff, it's really good. So, that was my question, just to see if there was a section in your book to... because I'm somewhat analytical, and it's really good to have something that can help me differentiate between things. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much again.
Thank you for calling. Okay, Alan, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay. I just really appreciate your being my guest today. You are a fantastic guest.
I'm very honored to be on your show, actually, Mary Lou.
Well, thank you again. I hope you'll come back and visit me again.
I hope so, too.
I want to ask you, we've got to talk about the archangels. We only have like 5 minutes or so left. And I want you to, what can you tell the listeners out there about the archangels? What is their place here on Earth?
Archangels, in my experience, are known as the warriors of heaven, but they're also the protectors of Earth. These are the angels that we would generally have more communication with, as opposed to the dominions, the virtues, the powers, seraphims, the thrones, the cherubims. We would have more communication to archangels because their energies are closer to ours. They have a lot of physical influence within our lives, and generally we'll have more intervening archangels than we would any others. The likes of Michael, Uriel, Raphael, the more common angels that people know are described in the book with a lot of information, but there's a lot of other archangels that people aren't aware of within the book as well that people can learn about and figure out that there are more out there than just the ones that we know of already.
Is Megatron an archangel? Megatron?
He is actually of the throne level. He is not a celestial.
Oh, he's higher, right?
Yes, he's one of the highest.
Right.
He's known as the voice of God.
We have another caller. I'm sorry, Alan. Hold on.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
May I have your first name?
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Do you have a question for Michael?
No, actually, I just have a statement to Alan.
I'm sorry. We were talking about Archangel Michael.
Yeah,
wasn't that weird? I said Archangel.
Well, no, Archangel Michael is around us. But,
yes, I feel his energy very strong right now where I am. I'm sorry for that.
But what it is I'm a friend of Alan's, and I just wanted to give my support and let him know that we're here.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Well, wasn't that something I said, Michael? What does that mean, Alan? I said Michael.
Enough, I actually...
Oh. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, that happens to me on occasion. I have been known to call people, other names, and I don't know why. It just, like, comes on from my unconscious mind. and I don't know what it means. I've been doing that all my life.
I think I know why you said Michael.
Why did I say Gabriel Michael?
Today, I actually took the time to ask Gabriel to connect with your angels, and I actually do have the three which are around you, your three assigned angels.
Well, Archangel Michael is the icon on my website, and I've had the privilege of actually being in his presence a few times, and every time he's around, I can't speak. You know, I can't in the third eye clairvoyantly, clairaudiently. I'm just it's just like too incredible.
Michael is in fact your guardian.
Who is?
Michael is your guardian angel. You also have Melchizedek around you, and an angel which not a lot of people have heard of is known as Viris. Viris is an angel of protection of herds and plants on earth. This is an angel that seems to be working very close with you because of your affinity and connection to plants and animals.
Yes, I'm working with essences now. I work with oils. And I'm a manifestation aromatherapist, and I design essences to help people.
This particular angel is the angel that watches over the many cures that are out there, you know, natural remedies.
Right.
For aches, pains. Works generally with a lot of physical healers, but more in the sense of herbal healers.
That's what I do. I can't believe you're saying this to me, because that's what I do. Only I put them in the form of an essence, a fourth-dimensional essence that is absorbed through the skin and you breathe it, you know, through the nose.
Well, Vera says that you have an energy which, when you are healing or giving these essences to people, that once you feel that their energies are raised, when you ground your own energies, a lot of people, when they ground negative energy into Mother Earth. You don't. You ground positive energy. I feel that you manifest negative energy, or you manipulate the energy within yourself, and you only put positive energy back into the earth.
Oh, well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I think we have a lot of mixed energies on earth now, and I think a lot of the people that do our type of work are really being called to work at the highest levels. Do you feel that?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of light work that's being woken up lately.
Yes.
To a greater cause.
Why don't you, we only have like a little time left here. Hold on. We have 5 minutes, I guess, something like that. What is a light worker, Alan? What is a light worker?
Subject to opinion, I feel a light worker is someone that just generally dedicated to working within light, whether it be a clairvoyant, a medium, an angelic, whether it be a healer, whether it just be someone who isn't psychically or spiritually gifted, but someone that has intent on healing or helping other people, a life coach, a spiritual counselor.
Right.
Light worker to me is just someone who has pure heart, who is dedicated to helping others, and generally just someone that spreads love and light.
Thank you. I think maybe that's good for the callers. We have a caller. May I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Zachary.
May I have that again, please?
My name is Zachary.
Hi. Do you have a question for Alan?
Yes, I do, actually. I wanted to ask Alan if everyone had angels, and if so, like, if you could tell me what mine were.
Tell you if angels have what, sorry?
I wanted to know if everyone had angels. I missed the first half of this session. But, and if so, what mine were.
Oh, well, everybody has three. These angels are assigned to us for various reasons. An angel that I see within your energy instantaneously is Ambriel. Ambriel is an angel of communication.
Okay.
Usually a communicational breakdown in partnerships. Probably struggling with a partner on a communicative level at present.
Oh, okay.
Ambriel usually helps assist in finding the right words, or what is known as common ground, to help you express yourself more I feel that you're not able to express yourself fully right now.
Oh,
like someone or something is holding you back.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I never knew anything like that before.
Well, this, I feel, is your counsel angel, because it seems to be trying to get you to come out of your shell. I feel that you are maybe not so shy, but I feel that you may doubt your own abilities and your own inhibitions to be as good as you actually are. I do see Gabriel also around you, because I'm seeing a lot of artistic values in possibly songwriting or poetry.
Wow, yeah, I do write poetry sometimes. I haven't done it in a long time, but yeah.
But your angels are actually expressing to me that they want you to be a bit more expressive. They say that your life is your words, that you can use your life to write, to inspire, and to heal other people through the lessons that you've had to learn.
Oh,
we hope we've helped you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was great, Alan. That was great. Well, Alan, we only have a little while yet. Can you please just give everybody the name of your book and where they can find it?
Yeah, it's Angelic Wisdom and Light, and it's found at www.lulu.com.
And can you give everyone your email address?
Yeah, it's alan.wilks, W-I-L-K-S, at sky.com.
And is there any other, what is this, your website again? You gave that one time.
My official website is www.alan.wilks. The Angel Rita Wilkes dot 50megs.com.
Now, can people,
I also have another site,
mm-hmm,
which is packed with information on healing and different crystals and their meanings, which I've been working on with a few other light workers, which is called www.ourspiritualjourneyglobalnetwork.50megs.com.
Now, is
that's
this
a good site for anyone
future?
Looking for information.
Is this something for the future that you're working on?
That is something for the future, actually. I mean, I've started working on it recently, but that'd be something I'm improving on a lot more.
I'm working with the crystals?
It's a site, basically, that has a lot of information about crystals and their meanings,
mm-hmm,
the different psychic abilities that are out there, what they mean, how to control them, how to switch them on and off, the different levels of empathy. It's got dream interpretation on there, and a few other different subjects which are going to be added to it as well.
Alan,
just to give people a place to go to finances.
Wow, that's great. Do you have a message? Can you give us a message for the now, things that are happening now in the universe, what we can do as an individual, or just, you know, to help us connect with our angels?
My angels believe that this book is to try and open up people's eyes to the angels around them. I feel that we are coming into a time in this world where we are going to need to pull together as a world. And we're probably going to need the support of our angels. There's a lot of people around the world that feel alone. And hopefully the book and just the connection with angels will help them feel a sense of purpose, a sense of hope. And that's what it's about, trying to raise the bar for light workers and try and build a wonderful spiritual community, try to unite us all.
For the future of the planet or just for
the future of the planet and
right,
just in general to learn from each other to develop and grow as one rather than as separate units.
Right. Well, I want to thank Alan Wilkes for being an incredible guest. It's been an honor to have him on Ask Your Angels. Next week, we're going to have Pamela Renee, my co-host, and I hope Alan will come back, and maybe I can convince him to come back again and be our guest.
I'd be very honored to.
I'd be honored to. Pamela Renee and I will be answering any questions you have in answers of with relationships, problems in your life, any way your angels can help you. My website is www.trustyourangels.com. My email address is mlc192@aol.com. I also have an email address of trustangelstoday@aol. This is Mary Lou Chapman and a wonderful, fantastic guest of Alan Wilkes saying goodbye, and our next show will be November 13th. Have a happy Halloween, right, Alan? Have a happy Halloween.
Yes, everyone, have a happy Halloween.
Okay, take care.